Habitat for Humanity soon will complete its 50,000th house in the United States, but with land in major cities becoming scarce, Habitat increasingly is building its modest and affordable homes on lots in or near wealthy neighborhoods. NPR's Philip Davis reports on the group's struggle to build a pair of houses in Boca Raton, Florida.
This small patch of land on Spanish River Boulevard may look like a vacant lot, but to Paul Johnson, the head of Habitat for Humanity's Boca Raton branch, it could be another opportunity to start two more moderate-income families on the road to home ownership. This in a city where the average three-bedroom house goes for more than $250,000.
You know, not everybody in the community earns $70,000. We have some of our homeowners run the bakeries at the Publix grocery store. They are on the police force. They are on the Parks and Recreation Committee, keeping the parks nice for the residents. Without somebody has to provide that service. So you need a spectrum of the community. You need housing for that community to make the community work.
Habitat homes are small, usually less than 1,500 square feet. Owners help build them and then pay off a mortgage of around $50,000. Johnson's worked on a dozen Habitat houses in Boca, leaving a trail of thankful first-time homeowners. People like Betty Jean Fields, who lives in a cream-colored Habitat home just down the road from the Spanish River Boulevard lot.
It's like a dream come true. Really, it is.
But those houses have all been in poorer neighborhoods, literally on the other side of the Florida East Coast Railroad tracks. The land Habitat wants to build on now is next to houses that sell for as much as $300,000. And those homeowners don't like it. They turned out at a recent city council meeting to complain.
There is no need to put a home on that neighborhood, that would depreciate the neighborhood.
I am totally against Habitat housing. I've put a lot of money into my home, and if the last thing I need is to lose my appreciation for Habitat housing.
A typical Habitat home would be a step back for the neighborhood.
Patricia Mathis lives next door to the proposed site. She says she thinks Habitat for Humanity is a worthy organization.
I don't know that anyone is against the Habitat philosophy, but the philosophy that we understand it to be is you go into neighborhoods where these homes would be fitting for those neighbors. That's not the situation here.
Mathis says not only would the homes not fit into the neighborhood, the site is small and opens directly on a high traffic corner. Better to turn the lot into a small neighborhood park, she says. Habitat officials say they're starting to see growing opposition to some of their projects. Ted Swisher is vice president of Habitat for Humanity's North American operations in Americus, Georgia.
We are running into it, more and more, let's put it that way, because we are growing, and so Habitat is more and more finding itself building in areas that people may not have traditionally seen as low-income neighborhoods.
Swisher says Habitat owners are carefully screened and take pride in their houses. And recent studies, such as one conducted at the University of Wisconsin, show moderate-income housing does not lower property values. As for Habitat's proposed homes in Boca, right now they're on hold, while Habitat's volunteers decide whether to negotiate with the neighbors or seek a more welcoming community elsewhere. Philip Davis, NPR News, Boca Raton, Florida.